Hello everyone, KT here, the host of KTTV, Touch Talks, United Promotion. But this time we're doing a little racing style. I'm going to give you my picks for the upcoming racing series and season. Starting next week, I'm going to be doing... I know I have been very horrible with this. Last year I didn't do it a lot, but this time I'm going to try to make time. Since there's new rules, and this week it's just you know, non-points races and ARCA, which I'm not doing this year. I don't follow the series enough. It's not on TV all the time. I'm going to give you my main picks for the racing series this year, and we'll go from there. So, let's begin. The first racing series I want to start with is F1. It's probably the more... For those of you who don't know F1, this is more of a series where... You need to be running at the front. It's a very front-loadal series. It's not really requiring a lot of midfield teams to go shot the world and do all this. But we'll go from here. So, yeah, my prediction for the F1 season is, once again, I don't expect much to happen. I'll be a... I don't know. I think it'll be another Mercedes-dominated race. You know, races. I say Mercedes gets 12, maybe 13. I want to say 12, 13 either poles or race wins in a weekend. They might get one pole or one race weekend every weekend. Need a drink of water there, but yeah, I think. I don't know. I think Vettel is going to be a challenger as always, but the problem is because both Red Bull and Ferrari, they have young teammates coming in. Leclerc, I don't know if he's ready. They call him next biggest thing, Gasly. I don't know if he's ready. And then you got Ricciardo and Renault. I think those are the four best teams in the grid. I honestly think it's going to be another Ferrari, Mercedes, and then Red Bull will find their way once in a while. But I think the only way Red Bull can get it done would be like a crazy race at Baku or Monaco or Singapore. Or maybe where they won last year, China, steal some thunder. But really, I don't know what's going to happen this year. I hope it's not the top six just break away from the field. But my prediction is Hamilton dominates the second half of the season especially and gets the job done. So I go Lewis again. I was right on him last year. Moving on to IndyCar, tough picks here. You know, the IndyCar series is more mainly street courses and road courses. There are four ovals, two short ovals, Iowa Gateway, and then, of course, Indy 500, and then Pocono. But I don't think we're going to see much difference in this IndyCar. I think Scott Dixon is the man to beat. I had power. You know, I'm going to go with Penske. It's going to be tough. Is there five ovals? Gateway. Oh, yeah, five. Excuse me. I forgot about Texas. So I think with everything going to be said, I don't know. It's going to be close. It's going to be an interesting dynamic. I think Dixon will get the job done. I still think Penske wins the Indy 500, but I think he gets the job done, gets his sixth title, and wraps it up soothingly quick. It's just hard to beat that guy in road courses, and he doesn't have to win the Indy 500 to win the championship, and that's what the main, everyone's like, oh, you gotta win the Indy race, and but I think Dixon's just too consistent, and he'll move into something good. Now, shifting gears a little bit, in my opinion, to more of the, it's a tough one, more of the tough, this is probably the toughest one to predict, is MotoGP this season. As much as I want to say it's Marquez's to lose, this is a tough one to predict. I think Marquez will dominate, and Honda looks good, but I think there's some challenge. Lorenzo, my guy, moved to Honda, the dream team. 2020, you got to give me a year. I don't think he's going to be this year. As much as I want to say he can win, He'll win a couple races or be close, but I don't think he gets the championship. He just came off a wrist injury. I don't know if it's going to happen. A lot of people are leaning towards Yamaha. I don't know. I don't think Yamaha has enough. So that leaves the main ones, Suzuki and Ducati. Suzuki, I don't think so. They weren't there last year. And then that leaves Ducati. That's the brand everyone's saying. And once again, I think Ducati once again will do well on the European Tour. I think they will win a lot of races on the European Tour. The problem is this first half and the last half. Can they win at Qatar? I know they won last year, but can they do well enough at Qatar? Argentina was a terrible race for them. I had no idea, last year at least. Man, they were nowhere to be found in the Circuit of the Americas. And that's the problem, is can they win those races to solidify themselves? The back half of the schedule, Valencia was good. But then before then, where were they at Malaysia? Nowhere to be found. They were nowhere to be found at Australia. Nowhere to be found at, they were to be found at Thailand, but they were nowhere to be found at this Australia, Malaysia, and Japan, even though they, you know, ran well, they were nowhere to be found. And those races scare me, those four flyaway races, Thailand, Japan, Australia, yada, yada, yada. And the three regular races, and then you have the wild card race, in my opinion, this season, after what happened last year, if they get that far, as Valencia, because that was a rain fest. So really, they have seven or eight races they got to overcome. And if they can't score enough in those seven races, it's not going to be enough. I got Marquez winning his, I believe, eighth title. Oh my gosh. The guy's a beast, but I think he gets it done. So far, it's Hamilton. He gets his sixth. And then we have Dixon. He gets his sixth. And then we have Marquez getting his eighth. Now we move into the other three series. And NASCAR. This is a tough one. NASCAR Truck Series. And I'll be honest with you, this is a tough one to pick. There's a lot of interesting truck races this year. The package is very interesting. Brett Moffitt won the championship last year. I don't know what's going to happen this year. I do think we're going to see a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more diversity. I know he's got to be a favorite. Johnny lost his ride. So really, it's going to be him and Crafton, I think, battle it out. Harrison Byrne, Todd G, they're young guys. It's going to be tough. But I think for this series, and I might be taking a bold prediction here, I think Moffitt will get the job done. As far as he can get the job done, he'll make the Final Four again. But I got the upset this year. I know I've been high on Kyle Busch and his motorsports team, but I think the upset for real this season, and remember, there's not a lot of full-time drivers in the trucks anyway, but I think that the main core spot is going to be Todd G. I think Todd will get the job done. He'll win the championship in a surprise. He'll make the Final Four. He looked strong last year. After Sauter's out, Moffitt, I don't know what he's going to do for an encore. I think he gets it done. Stuart Friesen is my sentimental pick, but I do think he gets the job done and gets the win. So Todd Gilliland will be my champion at the end. Xfinity Series is a little bit different. This has a little bit more competition. This is a little bit more interesting. We have Tyler Reddick, the defending champ, moving to RCR. Justin Haley moving from trucks to Colleg Racing. That's going to be a big move. Of course, Noah to JR, Noah Gragson. And probably even a bigger move is Austin Cindric to Penske. That could be, those are probably some. Christopher Bell's back. Allgaier, you know him. That guy's always here. And Chase Briscoe gets his full-time ride. So it's going to be an interesting series. Brandon Jones is back. Nemechek from GMS, Ryan Sieg. This is a pretty competitive field, I admit, for Xfinity. But at the end of the day, I think knowing all the answers and knowing the main teams are kind of the main teams, and there's nothing really you can do, I think the revenge tour for Christopher Bell comes true. He gets the job done. I got Toyota getting it done in that last race. They fixed what they did before and they get a job done. So Christopher Bell got a couple of new champions right here. The worst. Now the Cup Series, I'm not going to predict. It's hard to predict. I mean, this is a tough series. I mean, I didn't get it right last year at Busch. I'm not picking Kyle this year, believe it or not. But if he does make it, I wouldn't be shocked. I can't pick my guy. I'll have to pick my guy, Ryan Newman. But this year is a tough one. It's not going to be the same format. And I think, honestly, this is going to be a... with a new package, I have to wait and see. So, for right now, I'm just going to say Harvick will get the job done. But you'll have to come back to me after Vegas and I'll revise the pick. Because I need to see this package. There's too many rule changes in this series. And I can't really... With the Infinity Series, there's no rule changes. And the Truck Series, there's no rule changes. This series has a lot more rule changes. And it's hard to understand what the direction's going to be. So until I figure that out, and until things start to get a little bit more, clear, I won't make a prediction there. But there you have it, folks. That's my pick. So it's, once again, Hamilton in F1, Dixon in IndyCar, Marquez, a good course in MotoGP, and I have Cod Gilliland and Christopher Bell in Trucks Xfinity Cup. I'm just going to say Harvick because he's been there. I think he gets the job done. But if I don't have a pick right now clear, because I need to see the package, so you have to ask me probably after Vegas, so I'll revise my pick then. So stay tuned, guys. That's pretty much my racing predictions for 2019. And stay tuned on Anchor for this year's racing series picks of, and I did pretty well last year for the races I did pick. Picks and predictions will be this time. I'm going to be more consistent. There won't be any problems. Sometimes I try to do it on the actual Anchor app, and I was just having problems with it. It wouldn't upload, blah, blah, blah. But this time around, I'm going to be a little bit more sentimental in these picks, and I'll start that next week. So stay tuned, guys. I'll be doing, as always, I'll be doing full NASCAR picks, of course, every weekend. I'll be making my NASCAR picks for Daytona. I'll have different sections for you guys. I'll be also doing my IndyCar picks, of course, and I'll do my MotoGP picks as well. F1, I don't do picks because it's just the same telling teams. I don't like to be right all the time. It's just kind of annoying. I just pick Mercedes. I'm just going to pick Mercedes every race. Maybe Ferrari at one or two, and it's kind of annoying. So until I figure that out, until I can figure out a way where they can spice it, I won't make any picks. I'll pick a pre-race champion. I'll maybe do race reports. But racing season, I'll have fun with. I also want to do more sports segments on the show. As far as NFL next year, or this coming up season, September, I'll have a couple predictions. Maybe I'll have a couple of that. Basketball playoffs, I'll do some of that. Maybe some Spurs commentary. But so far for the racing series, all the racing series, expect live coverage every weekend. And except for Easter weekend. And we'll go from there. All right, guys. Peace.